Now, today on Local Voices, I'm going to interview Colleen and Andy Taylor, and they are involved with the Wildflower Music Festival here in Chico, which we haven't had it for a while. So it's going to be interesting to hear and remember what you've done in the past and what you're going to do here in the future and why you're having such a thing. So go ahead, Andy or Colleen.
Okay, yeah. So we have had 4 years off because of COVID, but we are back and we are so excited to be back. It is a fundraiser for the Wildflower Open Classroom School here in Chico. And it is May 6th at the end of Normal, which is 2500 Estes Road, where it has been every year. And this year we have, these are our bands, Combrio, John Craigie, and the Brothers Comatose. So we are so excited about that lineup.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about these bands that are going to be there.
So opening at 2 p.m. will be Combrio. They're kind of an upbeat, soul, funky, rock and roll. You know, they give me kind of Prince vibes on some of their songs. Okay. They've got horns. Their vocalist is outstanding.
Her voice is amazing.
They're going to bring a lot of energy to that 2 to 4 p.m. Time slot. Then second, we will have John Craigie. So John Craigie is fantastic. He's kind of a modern day Bob Dylan, if you will.
He has
a lot of just commentary. His recent couple of albums are just beautiful. So we're really excited to have John Craigie play from 2 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And then we'll have the Brothers Comatose, which is a bluegrass band, also out of the Bay Area. They're going to get everyone up and dancing and stomping their feet and swing dancing. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a party time from 6 to 8.
Wow, that is quite a lineup.
Yeah.
That's neat. Yeah. And that place is great. A stage and the whole grassy area. It's such a wonderful place to have a festival.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me again. We'll go back over about the dates and make sure we know how to do tickets and all of those kind of things. But tell me what you've done in the past. You've had this event and what happens there?
So it's a family friendly event. So it's a great place for families to bring their little kids. Kids 12 and under are free. And we have a big kids area with bounce houses and face painting and rock cutting and all kinds of fun things for kids to do. So it's kind of a unique thing where a family can come spend the whole afternoon. The parents can listen to live music. Have, you know, Sierra Nevada brings their trailer out. We have beer and margaritas all afternoon. We have and La Rocca wine. And we have food trucks there as well. So it's just a great day for the whole family and a really kind of unique Chico setting.
I always think that our success is due to the kid area because as a parent, you know, as a mom myself, we bring our three boys there and they play and they have fun all day and they're not whining and asking us to go home because they're having fun. And so then we can have fun.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Well, and they meet new kids. I mean, they see their buddies, but they also are around a whole bunch of kids they may not know, which is even neat. And the way the food truck thing was kind of cool. You've got a lot of choices.
This year we have a sandwich place that's going to be there. We have a taco truck, the Black Kettle.
The Black Kettle, yep.
And then
Woodstock's Pizza.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah. That covers about everything.
Yeah, yep. No, exactly. Whatever you want, we got it.
That's so good. So people bring chairs.
Yeah, we used to say bring your low back chairs and a blanket and just plan to hang out and stay for the whole afternoon listening to music and dancing. And we also have a big silent auction too, which is really fun for adults. Yeah, we have over, I think, 200 items in it. So yeah, that'll be going on and you can check out all the craft vendors and hang out and have fun.
So there's craft vendors as well.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have enough of those?
We are full with craft vendors. Those fill up so fast. So what I've been telling everyone is if you want to get in and be a craft vendor, email us in January. And that's, I mean, it's that early that they need to email us, and then we can get you in, you know, first come, first serve for that.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Yes. This has been in the works for a while. I can tell.
Oh yeah. This is our, it's our ninth festival, but Andy and I have been helping put it on for 8 years now.
So. Okay. And then there was a little hiatus in there.
Yes. Yep. We were all planned. We had everything set to go for the 2021. And then, you know, and then everything got shut down. So,
so has it been 2 years that you haven't been able to do it? Two?
Four.
Yeah.
Four.
The last one we did was in 2019. Yeah. So this will have been 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some grown up kids that were there then. Yeah. Now they're bigger now.
Yeah.
I know. Those kids will be helping out in the kid area now.
Yeah, exactly. So tell me a little bit about the Wildflower School.
So it's a K through 8 charter school. It's on Cohasset Road in Chico. It's a small school. It's got maybe 140 students. All three of our boys have gone there. We love it. It's the open classroom structure. So a lot of the kids, you'll find, you know, circular tables in the classrooms instead of individual desks. And they do blended classrooms. So first and second grade are together. Third and fourth grade are together. Just to help kids who are maybe advanced first graders be able to learn second grade curriculum, and maybe kids who are in second grade but need a little bit more help, they can kind of be blended in with first graders.
So a lot of that differentiated learning and hands-on learning. And like I always tell people, my kids that, you know, my elementary kids, they still love going to school. They're happy and excited to go to school. So, you know, they're doing something right there.
Absolutely. That's
they teach to the whole child. Yeah. We just love it.
And all, you had three boys that went.
Yes.
Yeah. Our youngest is there. He's in kindergarten. And then our middle son is in fifth grade there. Uh-huh. And then our oldest son is going on to Chico High next year.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I wondered. So, so let's see, he goes to eighth grade there and then on to Chico High.
Well, or wherever, whatever the parents want to go. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how was that transition for him? How did he do?
That was great.
He's doing great.
He, you know, he's on the basketball team. He has straight A's. We didn't know how it was going to be coming from such a small school.
Yeah.
You know, we were really nervous, but, you know, he just fit right in. He got friends. He made the basketball team and he's living his life.
So this is a fundraiser for the school.
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And all schools, I know all schools do some kind of fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what I always tell the new parents at Wildflower. I say, hey, we don't have to sell cookie dough. We don't have to sell wrapping paper. We get to put on a festival for our school, and that's our fundraiser.
Yes.
So I just think that's pretty cool that we get
it
to
It is
do
pretty
that.
Cool. It's very cool. And so when people come out Estes Road, they come on out to the end of it. The parking situation is always a little hairy. Somebody's going to guide them over to that right-hand side and park people out there.
Yeah.
That's right. So when you enter the space, I mean, it's a private residence. It's, I think, 5 acres of an old non-producing almond orchard. So you get
He's not from Chico. Of, he says almond.
Almond. Sorry. But you know, you park in the orchard, and we have volunteers who are going to be out there to help guide you on where to park. But then there's a field where the festival will take place. There's a stage right outside of an old barn.
Yes.
So it's kind of got that old orchard, old time Chico feeling.
Yeah,
sure does.
And it's just a nice space to have a festival.
Oh, it's a great place.
But we also encourage people to ride their bikes, because we have Chico Velo, we have a free bike valet there. So ride your bike and you don't have to worry about your bike during the day because they take care of it.
Sure. And Chico is flat. It's pretty easy.
Right.
Yep.
You can come from almost anywhere.
Yep.
You can.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's a good thing to encourage for sure. Tell me again the dates and the time.
So it's going to be on May 6th. And music starts at 2 p.m. Music will finish at 8:30 p.m. So we're encouraging people to show up maybe around 1 o'clock. We'll probably open gates around 1 to 1:30 and start letting people in. But the music starts at 2 and will continue to 8:30.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Colleen and David Taylor talking about the Wildflower Music Festival on May 6th here in Chico at 2500 Estes Road. Stay tuned and we'll talk a little bit more about the Wildflower Open Classroom School. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico, and I'm Bobby Tryon. Let's go back to my interview with Colleen and Andy Taylor from the Wildflower Open Classroom School here in Chico. And they are talking, we were just talking about their event that they're having on May 6th, a fundraiser out at the end of Normal. But now we're going to talk a little bit about the school and some things that they've learned there. So you're listening to Local Voices on KZFR 90.1 FM, and my name is Bobby Tryon.
Elementary school, I gotcha. And then when the junior high kids get a little bit older, how do you keep them interested in, you know, when it's a small group like that? It's maybe easier for her, I don't know.
Right. So it's definitely a big feel of community. Those kids that go to the junior high, they are really good friends. And we have seen that they are lifelong friends, you know, into high school and college from the ones who have graduated. So it's still hands-on learning, it's thematic learning, small group learning, differentiated learning. So it keeps them engaged and having fun. And they teach to the real world. So whatever they're teaching inside the classroom, they are going out on field trips and learning it and seeing how it all connects together, which is really cool. I mean, that's one of the things that we were excited about when we signed up for Wildflower was the adolescence program, the junior high, right? The middle school program.
The
middle school.
Right, right. The little bit older kids.
Yeah. Yes. So, and then they also do, so they do a ton of field trips into the real world to connect what they're learning about inside the classroom. But the one field trip that they do that I just think is so cool is a big like whitewater rafting trip that they call the immersion trip. And they hike and they backpack and they get in these rafts and they go whitewater rafting, I want to say for about a week. Uh-huh. And the kids just learn so much about everything, about the world, about themselves. Mm-hmm. And they have a blast. They love
and
it.
And they know every year that's going to happen if you're in a certain grade or in that.
Yeah. Group.
That's so the trip you're going to take.
Yes. Yeah. So it's the seventh and eighth graders that do that trip. Okay. But field trips, you know, that's really important to all the grades at Wildflower. You know, mm-hmm. they really like to go into the real world and connect what they're learning in class to mm-hmm. the students.
Things around Chico and, I mean, Redding, even I'm sure that they can find things. Turtle Bay.
I think the third and fourth graders just took a trip to San Francisco a couple weeks ago. So they really get these kids out and about and
that's neat.
You know, connecting it all. So
And when there's, go ahead.
I was going to say, for example, our son who's in fifth grade has a monthly assignment where he has to do community service. And they have to write a paragraph about what they did and why they chose to do what they did and, you know, share pictures of it. And so if it's just walking down the street and picking up trash on your block, or, you know, helping a neighbor pick the oranges from their tree because their tree was overflowing with oranges. Oranges are falling on the ground and they wanted help picking the oranges. So that's what, you know, what really connects them, their writing, just writing about this experience and why they chose to do that community service, how it benefited their neighborhood or their neighbor by doing what they did, and how it made them feel about, you know, helping out on their block or their neighbor or you know, whatever it might be. So that's what our fifth grade son is doing.
It's
a year long, once a month, really cool kind of recurring assignment.
That is a good idea.
Yeah.
That is really a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love that idea of public service.
And they talk about like different communities, like the big community, or like your city is your community, or like your family is your community, you know, all the different levels of community.
Yeah, that's very neat. That's good. Sounds like a good place to send a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We love it.
We love it. It's the people, the teachers are fantastic. Yeah. I mean, we're personal friends with a lot of the teachers there. Uh-huh. And I mean, it's all about the teachers, and they really do care about the kids. And it is a great sense of community at that school.
And they're just creative. They make learning fun for the students.
So this event is one where everybody pulls together. I'm sure all the teachers, parents, big effort here made by all of you.
It is.
I love this festival. I mean, this festival has taken off, you know, now we have like 1500 to 2000 people that show up, and it's a big community event now, and not just our little school's fundraiser. So,
well, you've got some great music that's going to bring people out.
Yeah.
People with kids, you want to eat, you want to have a fun afternoon. It'll be gorgeous. We'll be next season by then.
Yeah.
By then. And it's May 6th.
Yep. May 6th from,
From, I would say, you know, if you want to show up around 1:30.
Okay.
And till about 8:30.
And basically you go down Normal. And when you come to the end of Normal, it's kind of a little funny down there at the end of Normal. Then you go out Estes and take it all the way to the
end. And you just keep, you can just keep driving on Estes, and it curves around. And
curves around to the right, to the left. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
You're going to think that you're hitting the end of the road. Just keep going, go over the railroad tracks, down the little hill.
I know. It's funny. I live near there.
And just keep going, you'll get there.
You're kind of out in this. Is this the country or where am I?
And then all of a sudden it just opens up and you're like, oh, okay.
Here it is.
That's very cool.
We do need volunteers.
Oh, yes. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Yeah. So we definitely need volunteers this year. I think to put this on, we need about like 150 to 200 volunteers. So what we are offering, because I know, you know, a lot of people just want to go out and enjoy the day and not have to volunteer. I totally get it. But we are offering for one shift, half off tickets. And then if you want to do a double shift, we will give you free tickets.
The whole day.
And yeah.
So one shift is 2 hours. So if you want to just do from 2 to 4 p.m. in parking or kids area, just monitoring the bounce houses or whatever it might be. 2 hours gets you a half price ticket.
Okay. So the Wildflower Open Classroom phone number is area code 530-892-1676.
All right. Well, there you go. I learned a bunch. Sounds kind of fun. I live kind of near there, you know, I tell you. That day I see everybody going out because I live on Broadway, out towards the end of Broadway. So.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's just every year we're just like shocked at how many people show up.
Yes,
we're just I mean, the community just shows up for this event, and you know,
yes,
it's really gratifying, you know.
Yes, you bet. When you put your time in for a fundraiser, there's nothing like it when it's successful.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Yeah,
it feels
really fun.
So I want to thank you, Andy and Colleen Taylor, so much for this conversation. It's got me kind of excited about the event, and I'm going to go for sure.
Good.
And I hope people out there, you know, have listened and put that on your calendar.
Yes. May 6th. Whoop, whoop.
Okay. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You just heard a pre-recorded interview with Colleen and Andy Taylor from the Wildflower Open Classroom School here in Chico. And they are having a fundraising event on May 6th, the music festival at 2500 Estes Road here in Chico from 2 to 8 p.m. And remember, that's May 6th. And I thank them both. And you're listening to Local Voices on KZFR 90.1 FM. My name's Bobby Tryon. And I'm going to stop Local Voices here coming at the end of April. So I've got a couple more weeks. So if you've been wanting to be on Local Voices, please call me at 530-520-1593. I would love to get you on the air. And if you want to hear any of the interviews that I've done, please go to KZFR, go to shows, and you'll go to Tuesday. And when you go to Tuesday, go down to North State Give and Take, and all my shows are there. It's a little hard to find them in the archive tab, but if you do go to Tuesday and to Local Voices or North State Give and Take, all of them are there and you can hear them again. Thank you for listening and stay tuned to your community radio station, KZFR.